moment or two. And I'm glad we had a chance to connect today. It's good. I had a cancellation, so this works out. Now, what can I do to help you? You want to give me the deep backstory of going on, the sadness and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, okay. I had this sadness a long time. And the last 10 years I've done various forms of treatment and therapy. I tried a little bit medication, but for a very long time ago on a very short period, so that didn't work out. The most recent and in-depth treatment I did was from 2020 to 2021. And during that time I had an excellent psychologist.
Yes, good, yeah.
Yes. And she helped me a lot. Gave me a lot of good coping tools, and I also got a diagnosis, persistent depressive disorder, it's called. So I'm carrying this kind of lump in my throat, an overwhelming sense of sadness. But the last years I have just tried to simply accept it and not devote so much energy or attention to it, whereas I previously often wondered why I felt so down and attempted to kind of get to the root of the problems. I kind of this last years tried to move on, or I don't know, as I said, not devote so much energy or time attention to it. So, now I'm just here. I have a wonderful life, a stay-at-home mom, a fantastic husband, 3 lovely children under the age of 5, but still feel feel so down. Yeah. So,
right. I appreciate that. Now, what is the down feel like? And I say this not to imply I've never been down, but what is it like for you? What is the... How does it manifest? What does it feel like?
Someone had just died. Like enormous sadness.
Oh, you mean someone you like, not someone you hate?
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes when somebody dies, we're like, I can live with that. But someone you really care about. Okay, got it.
Yes. Yeah, someone you like just died. I can't describe it, but... sometimes if it's happened, something bad in my life, I feel the same sadness. It's hard for me to describe, but it's like that all the time.
Well, is it like an emptiness? Some people describe sadness like the absence of all feeling, or is it actively like on the verge of tears, or is it more heaviness or what?
And not the emptiness, because I feel my life has much meaning, but more like, on the verge of crying all the time, only I'm not often crying, so, it's hard for me to describe, but...
On the verge of crying, because some people, it's like... numbness, like it's no feeling, and it's kind of weird, like, you know, when if you've ever your foot's gone to sleep and you get up and you it's like a club foot or a hoof or something, like that kind of empty, like kind of non-feeling, but when it's more active for you, is that right? Like more like crying.
Very good described. Yes.
Okay, got it. And can you tell me a bit about the history of the feeling? Like, when did it first start, or have you had a time without it, even as a kid? Or
I think it started around when I was 10, 11. Up to that point, I can't remember like having it. After this, I've had it. I think I've had it all my life. After. The age of 10.
And you're in your 30s at the moment?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And did it come slowly or suddenly when you were 10 or 11?
Good question. I think I would say maybe suddenly. Yes.
And what happened?
What happened? Where to begin? So
you can take your time. I don't have a show for another 5 hours. So
wow.
Yeah, I know. You can take maybe not that much time, but you can take your time. I also just finished an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet with my daughter, so I'm not going to be hungry for at least 20 minutes. So you can take your time.
Okay. Okay. When I was in my childhood, I was or my family were very Christian. So we were in a very conservative Christian fellowship. I didn't think a lot about it when I was before the age of 10. It was just a normal day for me. I loved my day, and I loved Jesus. I loved everything. This community that we were a part of were not very big. It was actually families that had joined together from broken out of another big church and formed their own fellowship, or what does that make sense? Hello?
It's to me so far, go ahead.
Yeah, good. Okay. I felt safe there, but suddenly there was a new family that started to join our community. They were maybe a bit more, devoted or conservative, or what you can say. They didn't like my father because they knew his history before he had a period where he wasn't Christian. They disliked that.
I'm sorry,
very much.
Why wouldn't they like him if he was a non-Christian for a while? I mean, everyone's a sinner, and a reformed sinner is one of the holiest of people, aren't they?
Good point.